Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, welcome to CarCast. We got some fun stuff for you today. We're going to chat all about the Goodwood Festival of Speed, what was going on over there. Goldberg calls in from the road. He's got a few cool updates of what's going on. And did I or did I not buy a Ford Lightning truck? Oh, we're going to tell you all about it coming up. But before we get started, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Continental. If you think of all the weird things that you find in cars, and I'm not just talking about French fries or melted crayons. I'm talking about live snakes, bizarre trinkets, stuff that makes you wonder about folks. Well, another thing that'll make you wonder are Continental belts, but certainly in a good way. I bet you didn't know that they're OE and millions of Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, BMW, VW, and GM vehicles. And now Continental has launched the aftermarket Multi-V belt with the OE pedigree. It's their OE technology series of belts. These are the serpentine belts that we've got pretty much everywhere in all of our new cars. Ooh, in our supercharged cars. These belts are fanatically engineered for perfect fit, form, and function for 98% of the vehicles on the road in the U.S. and Canada. And now Continental's Technology Series Multi-V belt is available. It's the belt with the OE pedigree. You can get the full story at oetechnologyseries.com. And of course, CarCast brought to you by Dodge. It's Dodge Performance Days, where we celebrate speed, power, and performance. And that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burnt rubber, especially with the Dodge Charger, which is available best-in-class 485 horsepower. All right, let's get started. Hey, welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea. We got Bill Goldberg calling in, and a little shift in schedule for us today. So Goldberg is calling in from the car, hitting the road, going out and getting some work done. So there's probably going to be a little bit more background noise than usual. We apologize for that, but that's what we're doing. We'll see what we can do to clean that up. But
yeah, the only background noise you're going to get from me is a big supercharger whining, so I don't think people will complain about it.
Yeah, well, I can hear that. I can hear I don't know. Oh my gosh, yeah, I can definitely hear the supercharger on the phone. Right on. Well, we've got a lot of things going on, and I will tell you that, first of all, we spoke on the show a while back about getting out to events, getting out to some racing events, and going to see NASCAR, IndyCar, NHRA drag racing and stuff, and we promised we'd have some tickets for you guys, and we do. We've got a few sets of tickets to Bristol Motor Speedway for some of their NASCAR events. So what we're going to do is today on this show, hopefully, and the next few weeks, we're going to be giving away a few pairs of tickets. We'll let you know on Twitter and Facebook and whatnot. We'll let you know on our social media when to be calling in. But we put it out there today, so hopefully some guys call in. We'll be giving out some tickets. And definitely go to the event, and then we'd like to work it out where you give us a call and let us know what you thought. So we do have several pairs of tickets to Bristol Motor Speedway, and I just found out I have a couple pairs of tickets to an IndyCar race in September at Laguna Seca, which is beautiful and the track is fantastic. So if you're over by Bristol, we got some tickets for you. And if you're on the West Coast, I've got some IndyCar tickets for you that'll come up in a few weeks. So keep listening. Pay attention to social media. Follow me. Follow Bill. Follow CarCast, and we'll hit it up on all of those so you guys know what's going on. So we're going to start getting some calls and stuff. But first, I want to tell you guys about Brembo. We're very happy and excited to have Brembo as part of the show now. 60-0. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Brembo is the world leader in braking systems and has now made replacing the brakes on everyday vehicle even easier. They have domestic, Asian, and European models for subcompact cars to full-size pickups. BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, go to BrembostoreUSA.com now to get the brakes, which have been the choice of champions for over 50 years. And for a limited time, use code CARCAST10. It's CARCAST, the number 10, all one word, to get 10% off your first purchase and help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. We use them over here for sure. I've got them on my M3. We've got them on the race cars. We've custom developed brakes here in-house for some of the race cars. So check it out. BrembostoreUSA.com. CARCAST10 is the code to get 10% off. All right. Happy to have those guys on board. Good quality stuff. I like advertisers where we definitely use all of the products, you know? I'm all over that Brembo stuff. So thank you for that. So, all right. We're going to wait to get some calls, but we've got a few things going on. A little follow-up on last week as well is we were talking about, should I get a Ford Lightning or not? Should I get a Gen 1 Ford Lightning? And I put it out on social media. Lots of interaction. You guys were so fantastic for commenting and giving me ideas and telling me should I do it, should I shouldn't do it. And the consensus was every dude out there is like, yeah, you should get it. Those things are awesome. I remember those in the day. And then every girl I know is like, nah. You shouldn't do it.
That should teach you a lesson to not try to satiate anyone else's.
I heard what you guys said. I had to go with the majority of you, and I purchased a 1995 Ford Lightning. It is in Oregon. I don't know how I'm going to get it yet. I've got to go get it, but the deal is done. If you're in Oregon, you want to drive it on back, come on by.
Yeah, well, you know, fingers crossed. We talked about it a little bit. If Mr. Warman and the Mofar guys can get the 99 Dodge Ram with the 392 swap finish,
yeah,
then hopefully those things will be riding tandem from Oregon.
I know. That would be fantastic. We can get them both here at the same time. But now I'm itching to get this thing. So Warman better hurry up because I'm going to make a decision soon.
You got it, but I know you're cheap, so you might want to wait a little bit.
Yeah, I could probably wait a little bit. Like I put it out there. I was like, I got a couple of shipping quotes. It's kind of pricey, and then Adam called and he's like, did you get the truck? And I said, yeah. He said, how much is it to cost to ship it from Oregon? I said, it's like $1,200. And he's like, oh, he's like, the problem with $1,200. Is it's like it's right on the bubble of like if it was 1500 you can say no, I'm not doing it. If it's 1000 or less, you could say that seems reasonable. I'm in on that. 1200 is like right on that mark. You're like, I don't love the number. I mean, I guess I could do it, but like, what do I do? And then he said, hey, I'm doing a couple of shows in Portland. He's doing some live stand up shows in Portland at the
have him drive it back.
And well, I said that too, but he was like, well, how about you just fly out to the shows, come see the shows, and then we'll have a rental car there. We'll just take you to go get your truck, and then you drive it home. And I was like, all right, well, are you going to pay for my flight, the hotel room while I see your shows? Or because otherwise I feel like it's going to be about the same. But
yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know yet. But I'm excited
I'd say
about this thing.
$800 is a reasonable price to get it back from there.
Yeah.
Anything beyond that is needs to be negotiated, you know, especially with an open trailer. But
yeah, I think you're right. I think that's probably about the right dollar amount. If I can come up with some way to do something like that, But, you know, I'm excited about it. I spoke to the gentleman that owns it. He's taken real good care of it. So it was originally, I believe, from Montana. And the guy that owned the dealer or worked at the dealer in Montana in the 90s bought it and immediately put on one of the Powerdyne Ford Motorsport centrifugal superchargers. Not the best supercharger in the world. I think the company's out of business, but it's kind of like a Vortec or a Pro Charger, but it's got a belt drive in it and it doesn't use an oiling system. And the belts stretch and they get it rebuilt over time. They're good for a few pounds of boost, but don't make a lot of power. However, it's on there already. So, and he's got some exhaust on it and stuff, which we'll probably. It's all very old, dated stuff. I don't know the condition of it. I'm sure we're going to hit up. I'll be putting some Magnaflow stuff on there, and get that sound that I want. But the supercharger is interesting because I'll use it for a while. But now that the supercharger's on there, the brackets and the pulleys and stuff are there, I could probably modify those brackets and step up to like a Pro Charger or something on it and have some fun. But so the original owner was the guy that worked at the dealer, bought it new, put Powerdyne did a deal, I believe, back in the day with Ford Motorsport to make the Ford Motorsport blower. They just, you know, white labeled it for them or something. So that's why the dealer was able to install that basically from new. And the guy that owns it now bought it from him. He's like the second owner. He's taken care of it. It's always been kept indoors. And he's owned it for like 17 years. So it hasn't really been beat on. He's an older guy now that likes it, doesn't have room for it anymore. He's got a couple of other muscle car projects. And he basically said, I don't want to store it outside. It's been inside its whole life. It's got under 100,000 miles on it. And we'll see. I'm going to bring it back and we're going to have a little fun with it. It's black, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah, it's black. It's got the original wheels, all the original motor stuff. It's got the original GT40 heads and intake. Like I said, he's done like suspension and the supercharger on it. I think he's got like a hard tonneau cover. I'm on the fence about. You know, I'll try it for a while. If I don't like it, I'll ditch it. But other than that, it's clean and it looks good, and I am excited about that. And I've been doing what all you guys do, I'm sure. I've just been scouring the forums and the shopping sites and all that stuff and figuring out what's the best way to go with a couple of little mods here and there. But I'm a truck guy now.
Yeah, that in itself is kind of laughable, but you know, you got into it with the right vehicle, man. It's you look at it a lot of different ways. I was talking to Austin yesterday, and all it boils down to is you're happy with it. It's going to provide you with the excitement that this car culture provides with us throughout, you know, our lifetime. And just have fun, dude. Period. End of story. It's the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I'm not saying that because that's an ugly truck. I'm just saying it's an off make and a specialized vehicle. They're bitching, man. I love them.
There's sort of two schools of thought with vehicles that we buy. Is we buy like some modern stuff and things like that because, you know, we love the look or we think it's badass or something. And then we buy some of these older things because it's nostalgic to you personally in some way. Like you went to high school with that car, or your dad had one, or the girl you had a crush on and never talked to like had one or something. Like there's always some sort of a history to it, or a song that you heard that really kind of resonated with you, creates that memory in a car. And for me, those 90s, you know, Fox Body Mustangs and the pickup trucks were there. And I just kind of like the idea of having the Mustang Cobra of trucks. I've got the 93 Cobra, and now I've got the first gen Lightning to go with it. And who knows how long I'm going to keep it for.
The conversation you and I were having when I was looking to buy that SRT truck, and I still am looking to get one.
Yeah, the SRT 10.
Are they the most valuable vehicles in the world? Are they the fastest? Are they the coolest? No to all of the above. But what does it do for me?
Yeah.
You know, as long as it provides me that feeling, I don't care what it's worth. I don't care what people think. And, you know, it's all about filling that void.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys don't mind us talking about it, because all you guys listening, we're going to talk about it a lot.
And if you mind, then, hey, call in new ideas.
Yeah.
Or provide us with more cars.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so that's good. I'm excited about that. When I get some more information, I'll get some pictures when I get a hold of it. There was a few photos the guy sent me. They're not very good. I want to get it over here and clean it and take some photos and really do the sort of the before and after of what we can do to this thing. And I spoke to our buddy Ray McClellan over at Full Throttle Customs. You've heard about Ray before. He's our tuning guy. He's tuned some of the Paul Newman cars and all kinds of stuff for us. But he's the same school of thought of us, and he kind of made his bones. He basically cut his teeth on old school Mustangs and muscle cars and these Lightnings. So I talked to him. I was like, hey, I want to do the Lightning, and the difference between that and the Mustang is the fuel injection system. The Mustang has a mass air meter. It has a mass air system. The truck doesn't. It has what's called a speed density system. It's not very tunable, and it doesn't work well with like a bigger cam. So I talked to him, and he's like, we got to do a mass air conversion. But aside from that, he's like, don't worry about it. I've tuned a million of these things. We'll get it any way you want it. And he might end up doing some of the work on it for me as well, because he do some of these builds and stuff like that. The one thing he did say is, all these Lightnings that are running around with the Pro Charger and some with the Vortex supercharger on them, they are all old school systems where they have the supercharger just blowing right into the motor with no intercooler at all. And he's saying that's so antiquated. We can get so much power. Intercooler is the way to go. I said, great. There's no kit. What do I do? And he said, I've done a bunch of air-to-air intercooler conversions on the supercharged Lightnings. Considering they only made like 11,500 of these things, and he's probably tuned two dozen of them, maybe three dozen of them.
He's your guy.
And he's like, I may have one of the intercoolers they fabricated for that truck in like his storage unit or something. I was like, great, go dig in there. Let's do it. So he's the guy. And we might actually have him come into the studio and walk us through all the stuff that's going on, because he's the best. You might remember him. He was on Car Warriors. He was on that Speed Channel show, Car Warriors, with Brad Fanshaw, my co-host on Shift and Steer, and Jimmy Shine, our old hot rod buddy. Jimmy Shine was the host, and there was two tech hosts. They each were a team lead, and it was Brad and it was Ray. So you guys seen him on TV. He's a good dude. All right, so we're going to get into – I want to get into some of the stuff at the Goodwood Festival of Speed. I'm kicking myself for not being able to go out there this year. I'm sure you are as well, Bill. It's such a great event, and they just keep debuting cool stuff out there, and – it's just been a fantastic event. I'm bummed that we missed it.
We missed the actual kind of first drive of that, of the new McLaren GT.
That's right. The McLaren GT that we talked about before that I know you really love. That car was there in that gold. It's the one car they have. They ran the hill climb up there in that. It looked great. It looked fantastic. It wasn't quite as loud, but I know they're doing that. They're like, hey, we want this to be more of a street car. This is going to be a weird thing. We're going to get a hold of one of those cars at some point and drive them. And I feel like we're going to be craving an exhaust. It's the fine line between, do you want an everyday supercar, if there is such a thing, or do you want it to have a little bit more exhaust noise to it? I think you and I and probably most people listen to this show are going for a little bit more noise.
But I kept waiting for it to twist up and be a little bit louder on that run up Goodwood, but
yeah,
it never happened. That's in their plan.
It scooted up that hill pretty good, but there's a video posted of that. So if you guys want to see that video, I want to say it's all part of. You know what you should do? You should follow Goodwood on Instagram. They have the Goodwood Festival of Speed.
There's a number of them. I think it's the Goodwood Festival of Speed.
It might be like Goodwood FOS is their Instagram. But the Goodwood Festival of Speed and the Goodwood Revival. But follow Goodwood on Instagram because they have great camera footage of the hill climb because they put great cameras and stuff all over. And
so did you see Mad Mike's new car this year?
Oh, I didn't. No.
I think it's an Aventador. It's a Lambo. All the escapades that he was doing going up that hill in the last couple of years have been he upped the ante a little bit. So it's pretty wild watching. I mean, there's no question that I miss being there 2 years in a row. That was an unbelievable experience. But
I love the event, and I have not had the chance to even drive the event yet, but just walking around and talking to the guys and seeing the cars and hearing them in the big gala event at night is such a great event. There's a few more cars over there that were standing out, but before we get into that, let me tell you a little bit about Dodge. There's no better time to celebrate speed, power, and performance than during Dodge Performance Days. So hurry in and replace that new car smell with the scent of burnt rubber. Check out Dodge, guys. So speaking of muscle cars, there was a few things that went up that hill. Our buddy Von Gittin Jr., he's a nut, man. I love him. He's fun. He's exciting. I think last year he like wore a suit with like Pac-Man all over it to the gala event. And then this year he had a crazy suit. And his wife like is an MMA fighter. they're such a wonderful couple. They're so much fun. But so he brought his drift Mustang up there, but also Ford brought out the new Shelby GT500. And the Shelby GT500, as we know, is, I don't know, 760 horsepower, paddle shift, and he got a chance to take that thing up the hill, and it sounds sick, man. That car sounds fantastic. It's definitely up there with the best of these loud modern muscle cars and the Jags for some reason, the Jag SVRs. And the Range Rover SVR's got some of the best sounds out there. He's got on Von Gittin Jr.'s Instagram, you can see the video for that, and the Goodwood Festival of Speed Instagram. He's got that going on. Sounds like you're making coffee. Sounds like am I thinking of a foaming machine? I don't drink coffee, but I feel like, what am I thinking of, Chris? It's like...
Yeah, the milk foamer.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, right? Yeah.
I wish.
That's what it sounds like you're making. I don't know. So anyway, more good Festival of Speed stuff is our buddy Pete Brock, right? He's got, or was a part of the team of the Di Tommaso race car. I want to say the P70 from back in the day. And over at Goodwood, they announced... Pete Brock was there for the unveiling, and Di Tommaso announced a new supercar called the P72. Now, a little background on this. So the European company, car company, Apollo has a supercar out, which is, I believe, the Apollo IE. It's a crazy expensive, I don't know, like... $2.5 million supercar that they make, and I don't know the whole background of it, but I want to say the Apollo IE uses a naturally aspirated V12 that they source from a Ferrari, and it's very expensive and it's very fast, and this company had purchased like the rights and trademarks to Di Tommaso. And they announced the P72, and it's based off of the Apollo IE platform, but brought down to a much more reasonable $842,000. And it uses a V8. I believe it's going to be using a V8 instead of the V12. They got to bring the price down somehow. But it's pretty crazy looking and very swoopy, and it's gonna be pretty interesting. Pete Brock, I think in '66 Pete Brock designed the P70 car for the Can-Am series, which was in 1966. And back then, it was basically like Cobra powered. It was like 4.7 liter V8. They probably brought it up to a big block bore and stroke V8 back in the day. So I don't know, it's kind of interesting. The car looked cool. I think they're making like 75 of these. So if you got $842,000 burning your hole in your pocket, you might be able to get one of these.
Mark me down for three of them, please.
Yeah. Well, I'm a truck guy now, so I'm out. But
yeah. Well, I'm working on the M715, so I will call the same BS as you. I'm a truck guy right now too, so I'm out.
Yeah. Okay, you're out. You're a truck guy now too. Plus, Warman's got your truck, and I feel like when that's delivered, you're a truck guy. You know. He's got the pickup
truck.
Did
you say when or if?
I said when. When? Because now,
and you know what?
I have a vested interest in this.
Again, people have got to understand that we're not bagging on Warman.
Oh, no, he's the nicest guy.
He's caught in the middle, and I'm asking him to do stuff that is completely out of his realm, you know, because he doesn't work on trucks. And, you know, we thought it was going to be an easy swap. It hasn't been, quite obviously. But people have got to understand I am playing around with Warman. I'm not bagging on him.
Oh, no. Warman's the best.
Complete difference. Yeah.
He's the nicest guy. He's great. We love chatting with him. But now I'm going to start busting his balls on Twitter. And I'm going to be like, hey, drive Goldberg's truck down and tow mine on the way because I don't know if it's going to make it.
Well, how about we drive yours down and tow mine because I don't know if mine's gonna make it.
Yeah, that's either maybe we should just get the truck and come to get them both. I don't know how that's gonna happen. I think the truck will make it, but I'd like to kind of go through it first and see. There's a few things I'd like to see. All right, so we got some more Goodwood stuff, but how are we doing, Chris? On anybody need tickets to a race?
No, yeah, we just retweeted it, though.
Yeah, we just retweeted it. So we
and also, if you want to just email us, too, we'll get you on the line on a future show. CarCastShow@gmail.com.
That's right. Do that, because we've got several sets of tickets to give out to this and to Indy. So tell you what, email us, CarCastShow@gmail.com. Tell us that you want to go to this event. Make sure you can go. And you know what we'll do is we'll figure out what the dates are for these events, and we'll put them out there as well.
August 17th, it's the night race. Seven sets of a pair of tickets.
Okay. And they're all for the 17th?
They're all for the night race. That's the biggest race of the year, if you ask me. You know, we're just trying to help NASCAR and help BMS, you know, get as many butts in the seats as humanly possible. And provide everybody who wins that little package with a cool keepsake of a Bristol Motor Speedway hat with each package. So we got seven hats and seven pairs of two tickets to go to the April 17th night race, Bristol Motor Speedway.
All right, that's the date. August 17th. August 17th.
Yes, August 17th.
So we're going to do this quickly. We're going to send out those pairs of tickets along with them hats. You've got the tickets and the hats, right?
Got the tickets and the hats. And, you know, if everybody's a Kurt Busch fan, I can send them all to Kurt because he's on the cover of the ticket, and I can have him sign them all as a little added caveat.
Yeah. How about you sign those hats?
I can do that. That's easy.
Yeah, why don't you sign those hats, and then we'll send them out to you guys. If you've gone to a race before, absolutely, you should go again. We love that. But if you haven't gone before, we want you to go to this event, and we want you to call us and let you know what you thought after the event in August.
And you'll be going on us. So, I mean, what a perfect way to first experience the coolest race in NASCAR, if you ask me.
Yeah. I wish there was a race in Portland so somebody can drive my truck back.
Let's talk about the race yesterday. You got a kid on his third start for the NASCAR series that wins the race.
Wow.
Because of rain delay, because of whatever it may be. But, you know, I mean, how about that? I mean, that's unbelievable right there. I mean, I was watching I couldn't stick with the entire race because of the delays.
Yeah.
But, you know, strategy, these guys, I mean, Kurt Busch could have been in the lead. It could have been his race, but, you know, they chose to go in and pit and get four tires and some gas. And, you know, it was a very strange deal. If you were watching it right before the pace truck, mm-hmm. like how I put truck in there, the pace truck crossed the line, they said one more to green or something like that. And I guess people made the decision, snap decision, and, you know, it's you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. And this kid on his third race in NASCAR wins yesterday. So it's pretty amazing.
That's fantastic. Strategy, like you said, strategy is a big part of it. It's all about, it's just like, Haley, right? It's Haley was the winner.
Yeah.
Justin Haley.
Strategy is a big part of it, but I mean, yesterday really showed how much luck is also a big part of it, too. You know, traditionally, they've been waiting, you know, they worry about the wetness on the track, but this lightning rule now, you got 30 minutes. Lightning strikes within 8 miles of the track. It's a 30-minute delay. You know, you're on a 30-minute clock, and the clock expired yesterday, but I'll be damned if it didn't start raining. So it takes 2 to 3 hours to dry the track. So,
NASCAR's kind of
getting hit by this weather bug. It's really, really sucked.
It was a 2-hour and 12-minute delay, I think, that was going on at some point, and there was an accident with 33 cars, or sorry, 17 cars were involved in an accident and allowed young Justin to move up the ranks and make a move. Well, congratulations. Good job.
It was amazing, man. It was amazing. I want to make one other point.
Yeah.
During the delay, I think one other driver and Bubba Wallace grabbed a football and they interacted with the fans. They went out on the track and started throwing the ball in the stands back and forth. And tell you what, man, you know, NASCAR, with these delays and the inability to be able to predict the weather, they need to come up with other things that are along those lines, because I guarantee you his popularity went up exponentially by him doing that yesterday. And in a downtime like that, they could expeditiously really take their time into consideration and become even more fan-friendly than they already are now. And I think things like that are really going to help NASCAR when they're behind the eight ball and they're under rain delays.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I wasn't able to watch it, but it sounds like it was an exciting race. I did see clips of the accident with all those cars. Man, what a mess that was. But hopefully everybody was okay. And that's it. That's racing, man. And congratulations to Justin. It sounded like he made a move. And like
that was
you said,
crazy race.
You know, it shines the light on it shines a spotlight for a moment on one of the young racers that you know, could always use sponsorships and help and things like that. So I dig that. All right, before we move on, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Geico. You've heard this before. Everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off your dry cleaning. You pick up some milk. Now you can save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Check out geico.com. One more thing on the Goodwood event. So VW had built this all-electric, I want to say it, an all-electric racing car, but it's just purpose-built. It's not really meant for any type of racing sanctioning bodies, but they built this car as a great example of what they can do with electrification and, of course, putting it into sort of a racing platform. So they brought out the Volkswagen ID.R. And the ID.R, I want to say they had last year they set a time up the hill of 43.86 seconds. And that was not quite the record. but it...
it was a lot faster than I went up the hill.
Oh, my gosh. It 43.86 seconds is what they did last year with this car. So they went back, and they kind of readjusted some things, and they made the car specifically to do things like track records and hill climbs and stuff. So it's already set like an EV record at Pikes Peak, and I believe it has a record at the Nürburgring. And now Volkswagen IDR set a record for the hill climb. It ran 41.18 seconds. Actually, 41.18 seconds, but that was on the first day. And on the second day, he broke his own record with a 39.9. And not only broke the record, but broke the 40-second mark. And this thing moves, man. Like, if you go back and you watch the videos of all the cool cars going up the hill, and then you watch the video of this one, you think they're speeding up the video. You're like, man, this thing is fast. And even though it's electric, it makes a lot of noise. It doesn't sound like a combustion engine by any means, but it is not meant to be quiet. This thing, these electric motors are working. The reason why they were able to set these records is because when they did the car originally, they wanted it to have more of a range, so more of a mileage range, so they could do longer things. But now that they're just doing things like Nürburgring and Pike Peak and Goodwood Hill Climb, they were able to put in smaller battery pack. The thing only needs to run like, I don't know, 12 and a half miles or something like that. Like, it doesn't need to go, it doesn't need to do these really, really long things. So these long events. So this thing is fantastic to watch. Go back and watch the video. It's worth checking that out. It's the VW IDR. It's ID.R. ID period R. That's how you'll find it. Man, this thing was so fast to see.
You talk about electrification. And remember last year the group that had the unmanned electronic vehicles that were going up the hill?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you had sent me something about a couple points we were going to hit, and one of them was the new series that electric trucks are going to be on, tell me a little bit more about that, because I'm curious.
Yeah, so that's what's going on, is also, this is kind of new, is the founder of Formula E, he is starting a new racing series. I guess he's out of Formula E, not out like in a bad way. Like, you know, he's stepping down as chairman. He wants to do some other things, and I guess he's still involved. His name is Alejandro. I'm going to mess up his last name. Agag? I don't know. But Alejandro, the Spaniard who created Formula E, is launching a new series called Extreme E, and it is an off-road series. It's an off-road SUV series, and it's going to be all electric SUVs. I don't know who's building all of the cars, or if it's going to be like, is it like a dedicated chassis? Is it going to be like a Lola chassis? And you know, like for the race cars, you're going to build off of that. But there's a French company called Spark that had built the first one that he's using as the demo. And the batteries were designed by the Williams Formula One team. These SUVs are capable of 0 to 62 miles an hour in 4.5 seconds. And they have a pretty good range. It's going to be interesting because I think they are going to be hydrogen powered. I believe that the idea here would be hydrogen powered electrification, which is going to be pretty interesting. I guess the batteries use hydrogen fuel cells rather than traditional batteries. And that's going to be what they're going to do. It seems kind of interesting. The the sort of the mock-up SUV that they have is sort of a fastback-looking SUV two-door coupe. I'm trying to think of an SUV two-door coupe. It's got a little bit of like new Cayenne Porsche turbo coupe and a little bit of like Range Rover Evoque two-door in it. I don't know. What do you think? Something you would watch? Would you watch electric SUVs?
In the description, they'd mentioned that they will be treading upon routes that traditional SUV racing could not and would not embark upon.
Yeah.
My question is, who's going to drive these things?
Yeah.
And would it be more entertaining if they were unmanned like the ones we saw at Goodwood?
All right. If these were like, I don't know if these are short races because of the amount of battery, or are they going to, is it like Formula E where you switch vehicles to when you pit or whatever? But I think it's going to be more fun to do than it will be to watch.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're right.
And
but you never know until we get the skinny on everything. It's just there's so much up in the air right now. I'm in a quandary as far as how to pass judgment on it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the question to everybody listening is, how many of you are watching Formula E? And I know it's going through changes. They want to make things better and bigger and all this stuff, and more manufacturers are getting involved. How many of you guys are watching Formula E now? What do you think of it? And would you be interested in an electric off-road truck series? And you're right. This doesn't sound like this is like short course, trophy truck, hit the jumps. It's more like miniature Baja type stuff, I think. Stuff like that. But I don't know. Well, it should be kind of interesting to see.
I usually say anything with a motor makes me excited, but yeah. This has an electric motor, so I guess, hey, you know, I think it's worth a shot. There's no question about that.
It's worth a shot. The things that we always seem to sort of skip over when we're talking about Goodwood is like all the cool rally racing and stuff that's going off in the distance, and I have yet to go out and watch some of that, but apparently this year it was pretty impressive. And then sometimes they bring those rally cars down and they run them up the hill climb, and I was watching some of the videos of it, and there's so much fun to watch the rally cars do it because there's so much body roll because of the soft suspension that when they hit the starting line hard, it leans back and the car looks up in the air. It doesn't even seem like you can see out of the window, and it just digs in and then just hauls ass. And again, just follow Goodwood on Instagram, and you'll see a bunch of these videos. All right, so we're gonna wrap things up here and give this studio over to somebody else, and then we'll get some calls for tickets. We're putting it out there now. We'll get calls for tickets in the next week or two, and hit us up on email as well. We want to remind you guys that our next CarCast live event is at the World of Speed Car Show, and a live CarCast. Adam and I will be interviewing Mario Andretti. It's August 30th. It's in Oregon. It's at the World of Speed Museum. You can go to worldofspeed.org. worldofspeed.org for tickets. Please come out and check that out. I am so excited about interviewing Mario Andretti. I want to go sit down with him and go, hey, I know you still go out to the Indy 500, and you run the tandem car all that time. When you walk around the pits, do you think everyone's a pussy because they got all this super high-end technology and you were running as fast as they were back in the day with, like, goggles on?
I'm more excited to hear what he thinks about your Lightning.
Men were men, no doubt.
Yeah, and then I'm going to ask him truck questions about my Lightning, as Chris said. all right, guys, so that's it. We're wrapping things up, and we'll catch you guys next week and give you some more updates on the car projects. You can follow us.
Don't forget, go to Play Make Model app and go one-on-one against me, and we're going to have you on there soon.
Oh, I'm going to put pictures of my Lightning up there.
Absolutely. You're going to put pictures of all your vehicles up there, and then we'll be able to do challenges, man. We should do some challenges once we get on the air next week.
Check out the app. Play the game. Search Make Model on your app stores and play. And there's going to be some cool stuff happening there as well. So, guys, check that out. You know where we are on social media, so I'm not going to hit that one this week. We'll remind you again next week. And check us out at carcastshow.com. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in, and enjoy your time hitting the road, running, probably doing car stuff. I'm going to assume you're doing car stuff.
Nah, no car stuff with me. Wink, wink.
Yeah, right. all right, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Chris. Until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
Be good, but be fast.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.